Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening live, it is the 6th of August already at about 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, I want to welcome you all here as well. I have to admit, I am running a tiny bit behind. I mean, the show started on time, but some of my regular Tuesday work is a little behind. So while we're talking here quickly, I'm going to get my banner posted in the chat room. Our internet is slow for some reason. Well, last week I missed the show because I was in Boise with my kids, but I was still going to come home later that day and finish Luminous and get it out. And I could not because our internet was down and remained down until 6 a.m. the next day. And not only was my, computer down, but my cell phone internet was down too, because apparently here they are all interconnected. And that's what happened. This is the second time it's happened. There's a big construction project going on very near my house, a big road construction project. And this is the second time now that they have accidentally torn out a whole bunch of the fiber optic lines. So I'd really like for that to not happen ever again. But because if I have no internet, I can't work. And that's very frustrating. But I also just, there's a lot of other things I can't get done. So anyway, since then, the internet is back. But today it's been behaving really, really slowly. So we are, for lack of my best efforts, we are still moving a little slow. But I do want to welcome you and let you know that I appreciate you and I'm glad you're here. So I'm hoping we don't lag and that everything goes well. But, even the best laid plans. Okay, I'm almost done. Okay, everything is done. I can return. Okay. Good to see you guys all. Yeah, my postcard is up in the chat room as well. You can find that by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. You'll see my banner there at the top of the page and you'll see other people chatting there as well. And I have my eyes on that, so you can always chat with me there. And that's how to do it. But if you are in the live and you can attend the live stream by heading over to YouTube or Facebook, look for Katie Weaver, Domestic Mystic, and you can watch the live that way. And you can find me there as well. So, and also if you're commenting in either of the live streams, I see those comments. So, what a mouthful. Okay. Ooh, there's one thing I forgot to bring in here to show you. Let me see if I can get a note to Scott. Poor Scott and Mars. Only one more week for Mars, though. She's headed back to school next week. So we only have one more week at home with her. So at any rate, last week we did take a last minute trip to Boise to watch the kids play slow pitch, which was super fun. My God, it was hot in Boise. It was over 100. So boo on that. And then this weekend we took a trip to Salmon, Idaho. Again, to watch the kids play ball, or to watch Mars play ball. She was on a slow pitch team there. And that was so much fun. Salmon is such a cool town. It's a small town here in Idaho. It's on the Salmon River, of course. When I was a kid, it was a huge deal for my dad and his brothers. They would go steelhead fishing there. And stay for days, and we'd go out there and visit and, have campfires and stuff, and it was fun. So thank you. And we love doing it. And now it's just fun to go back. Salmon has a group of an Amish community that apparently moved there in 2012. There's about 100 people in their community, and they own a store there that, holy moly, you guys, We went crazy in there. They have all of these handmade cheeses and bottled things, all kinds of like pickled and jarred and bottled things. We bought a ton of stuff. But we were told to always go on Saturday mornings because that's the day they make the donuts. Dear God. Yes, it is. It's a good thing I don't live there. Holy cow. We about killed ourselves on Amish donuts because they were amazing. Everything about that place was cool. There's signs coming into town that, warn you to yield for buggies. I haven't been to Chalice in a while, so I hadn't seen this before. It was just really interesting, driving past their beautiful farms and gardens and things. Wow. And then just, chatting a little with them in their store. They're not very, the people that we talked to were, they are friendly, but they're not chatty. Anyway, that was just a cool experience. I really honor meeting people and seeing people from different walks of life because I live in very sheltered Idaho. We don't have very much culture here. And so it's important for me and for all of us, but for me personally, to experience as much of this as I can, but as much culture as I can when I can and where I can. So anyway, that was fun. And yeah, we just had a good time. But while we were there, we were sitting outside. Christy and Rhonda went with us, so we both pulled our campers over there. And which was, you guys, you will not believe what Nellie did to us. Nellie is our basset hound puppy. Well, I mean, she's one now, but she's a puppy. And she's a real bawler and bayer and howler. And our first day there, of course, we're at hookups. We have air conditioning. The campers are beautifully cool. Everything's fine. After we get on, all hooked up and done at the campground, we locked our dogs in our camper, which is fine, should be fine, and went to lunch. There's a place there called Bertram's that was my dad's favorite restaurant in Salmon. So every time we go there, we have to eat at Bertram's for Kenny. And so we went to Bertram's. And just as we were finishing up our meal, the campground called to say that Nellie was screaming and bawling and worrying people that there was something wrong. Well, we knew there was nothing wrong. This is just I didn't think she'd do that. I thought that once we left, she always screams and bawls for a minute because she's a basset hound. They've got pipes. But I figured she'd settle down after we left. Well, she didn't. So we had to go back and get her and then keep her with us the entire weekend everywhere we went. And the ballparks did not allow dogs. So anyway, it got tricky. But yeah, Miss Nellie was not going to be left. She wasn't going to be ignored. And she mostly embarrassed the hell out of poor Scott with the campground people, who, by the way, were super, super nice. And she's like, "You didn't even have to come get her. I just was worried something might be wrong by the way she was crying." No, she just has been raised in a world where people are with her every second. And so she just doesn't like it when they're not. But good Lord, Nellie. But anyway, one of the nights we were there, in the evenings, it would finally cool down enough that we'd sit outside in our chairs and visit, and some bats swooped us. And I was thinking about bats, and I'm like, we've done a lot of winged things this summer that fly in the sky. We have not done bats. And bats are definitely one of those animals that some people have a fear of, an objection to. And it made me want to go back down the rabbit hole, which I did, and put together some really interesting things about bats and spirituality. So we're going to talk about that today. And I'm excited because I think that this is a really cool place for us to be able to stretch ourselves. It's easy to relate to beautiful things. It's easy to relate to butterflies and to birds and to dragonflies for most people. But what about the slitheries, the creepy crawlies, the bats? So I was curious to know, do you have an opinion either way? Are you afraid of bats? Do you love bats? I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm just curious to know. But Okay. Sorry, just getting trying to get my life together. Okay. So we're going to talk about bats today. But yeah, you know what, Sid? Yeah, it was, except for that we had a lot of awnings and stuff if we were out, but where they played ball, it was very possible to park in a way that you could watch. And that much heat is about more than I can handle. So I watched some of the games from inside the truck with her in the AC. And Scott did once as well. So we just kind of traded off and managed her. But I agree, she probably really would have been happier if she had been just back in the camper with the boys. But nope. Victoria said, I like bats as long as they aren't in my attic. Pam said, I love their cute little faces. Sherry said, same. I know, me too. I actually love bats. I've considered before having Scott build bat boxes here because we get a lot of mosquitoes, lots. And, bats eat a gazillion mosquitoes, but they don't. We live too close to the highway. I'm afraid if we would disrupt them, hurt them. Like it might not be a healthy thing for them. So we haven't done that. But Lillian said, I didn't like bats until one attached itself to my lanai door. The door wouldn't open, and I got down on my knees and found myself face to face with one. It was cute. I nudged it and it flew away. Oh, yeah, their little faces are precious. Yeah. When I was in high school, it was dusk and I was just leaving. Driving away from my parents' house, and a bat hit my windshield. I really wasn't. I was hardly moving, so I'm hoping it didn't actually hurt it. But it kind of grazed up my windshield. Wings clear out. Okay, that startled the hell out of me. But when I was growing up, my best friend lived 2 blocks away, and so we just walk up the street from her house to my house. And there was an old house on their street that was in really poor repair. And that attic must have been packed with bats because at night there were bats all over the place from that house. But, oh, Sherry said tomorrow. Oh, she has games at 4. It'll be 99 with the heat index. Yeah. We hate it. We hate it. Renee said, I like rodents. And bats look like rodents with wings. Most have cute faces. Yeah. Good. Okay. Well, good. I won't ruin anybody by doing bats today. But before I did bats, we have to talk about this. This is on the podium yesterday at the Olympics. This is the gymnastics floor routine. So the girls that are bowing are the two women from the United States. This is Simone Biles, was the silver medalist, and Jordan Chiles is the bronze medalist. And this is them bowing to the gold medalist, which is just really freaking cool. Her name is Rebecca Andrade. She's from Brazil. And these guys have been really fierce competitors, throughout the Olympics. They are all absolutely amazing gymnasts. And I think this picture is the coolest thing ever. So as she's receiving her medal, these two are bowing to her. They didn't have to do that. In fact, they could have been mad. They could have been salty. They could have been ugly. But instead, they were girls, girls. They celebrated her. They were excited for her. This is the best example of sportsmanship. I absolutely love it. In an interview, Jordan Chiles said that you have to give women their flowers where they're due. And Rebecca earned those flowers. And so there they were, giving them to her. I was so proud of that. In a world where competition has gotten to be so ugly, whether we're talking about politics or sports or anything else, some of the absolute terrible ugliness that has come out of the Olympics, the ugliness that's been geared towards women with high testosterone, the horrors. This is how these two chose to act. And I'm just so, I'm proud of them. I love that. We need more of that. I've noticed with my daughters and girls around that age, including these ones, women around these age, that they are much more likely to be a girl's girl. In fact, it kind of is a trending thing. Be a girl's girl. Support the girls. Yeah. That was also the first time in Olympic history that three African-American women have shared the podium in gymnastics. So they've made history yet again. So, yay for them. Congratulations. Absolutely to all of them. But thanks for setting such great examples. We need them. We're a hot mess. Whew. Well, I told you that I had ordered a really cool thing that I was excited to share last time we were here together. So I want to share you this. Show you this. Share you this. This is a little device called a plant wave. What this is it's a sensor. And the sensor is taking its cues. I have all my cords and business here to show. So this is one of the ways that you hook up the sensor. These are just little electrode clips. So you clip these to a tree, to leaves, flowers, mushrooms, living things. And then that plugs into this box. And you sync this to your phone so that you're actually running it all through their app, through your phone. And when you connect them to a plant, it plays music. How? Well, it's a technology. There's a few different companies that have been doing this, working on it actually for a couple of decades, but these are fairly new to the market. But what they've done is they have worked forever to assign different notes or sounds to various biorhythms. So the sensor is taking its cues from what it's feeling, what it's reading from the plant. So the electricity comes in here, runs into here. This sensor translates the biorhythms of the plant into musical notes. The app has a whole bunch of different presets, so you can choose what kind of music you'd like to hear. And then the plant essentially sings to you, plays music to you. It's the coolest freaking thing. I have been testing out all different sounds in my yard, everywhere we go. This is, it's just really cool, and they are very different. I tried a fun experiment the other day. I'll have to make a video of it for you. But I had read that if you are playing this while you water one of your plants, the sound will change. And it did. It was pretty cool. I had a cactus, a Christmas cactus that was very dry. So I set it all up in the kitchen and had her music playing. And then I watered her good. And the music immediately kind of took a little trill and changed. So freaking cool. If you attach these to a dead plant, nada. If you only attach one, nothing. You have to attach them both. They also have sensors so that, like this kind, so that you can listen to trees and stuff like that. And that's amazing as well. The trees are different. I am going to play you a meditation today that came from Quaking Aspens, but it was attached to the leaves, not to the trunk, and they make a very different sound. I like the music better after the watering. After the watering, and maybe it's just because I knew she'd been watered, but it felt happier. So I ordered mine directly from their website, which is plantwave.com. So, I have a couple of things to show for myself. So, we're going to do a meditation today from Quaking Aspens. We drove up into the mountains yesterday to pick huckleberries. It's already huckleberry season. And while we were there, I made a couple of videos. So, I videoed mountain lupine and I videoed quaking aspens. So, we're going to do a quaking aspen meditation together, but I do want you to know that over at Planet Meditation, both of those meditations are present that I did yesterday. So there's quaking aspen and there's mountain lupine. One thing to note is that they are they're not guided. They're just a listen along kind of thing. So that's what we're going to do next. So I'm going to invite you to just get comfortable and relax and get ready for a meditation. Pamela said I'd probably overwater after that. You know, I love my plants, but I can neglect them a little bit. And doing that connected me to that plant. Like I kind of laughed. I thought I would like guard this plant with my life right now. For sure. Like they're connecting to her energy, her synergy, her spirit like that. Yeah, I hear what you're saying completely. Okay. All right, I'm getting this meditation pulled up. So go ahead and relax. Take a few deep breaths here with me. All you have to do is just relax. And let the music flow and just breathe with it.
Thank you.
Okay, so there you go. It's, I think it's kind of intense, but that was a tree too, and so that's really grounding. Anyway, so that's what it sounds like, but I realized I don't know why I'm not just showing you real time, kind of how it works. So here's the same little peace li or a peace lily, good Lord, Christmas cactus from last week. So I'm just going to show you how it works. So here she is. So I'm already hooked up to my phone. I've already got my sensor correct and ready. So now we're just going to hook up. So we'll just choose. And these don't clamp really tight. They don't do any damage. Don't worry. You can use the other ones too, but I've just been using the clips, but I haven't seen them injure any of my plants or anything. So I'm just going to clip on here. And here. Okay, we got nothing. Let me double check. Sometimes you have to move your sensors around a little bit. There we go. So it's that's all the magic happening. And sometimes it takes a minute for it to kind of start getting. Oh, it's just really not reading this plant very well. Let me try moving again. There we go. She does sound happy. I was thinking that too. This is the song she's singing today. I love it. So that's what it is. That's how it works. So I know there's a ton more to come on that note because obviously I have a whole lot more that I want to share with these and I just like, you know what? Every time we go anywhere, I'm just going to throw it in my car so that I'm ready. So that whatever cool plants we're seeing or trees we're seeing or whatnot, we can listen to their song. So that's how it works. It's called a plant wave. There's a few different brands. I got this one partly, well, they all are kind of in the same price range, but I bought this one mostly because I liked their marketing a lot. I liked the look at their app a lot and felt like it would work for me. So that's why I used theirs. But yeah. All righty. Well, let's move on into Luminous. So I'm gonna go ahead and share my screen again. And if you subscribe to Luminous, you should have it, though you probably just got it just a few minutes ago. Right before the show started, because that was a part of my delay today, was making the internet, do the things, cooperate. Okay, here we go. All right, now I'll share my screen up to you. Right, she does sound happy. That makes me happy. It's a little different sound than she had the other day when we had the watering. But I'll do that again and make a video so you can see if we get a change. Maybe we won't. Who knows? Okay. So, as you know, I publish a magazine every week with some help from some of my colleagues here in the 1-2 world. And this is it. So we're doing bats today. I know. It's a little early. It really isn't. It's August now. I saw somebody tweet that it's October, so it's time. I liked it. Yes, we'll take that. Okay. All righty. Well, let's get started. So, all right. So I called the magazine this week the You Are Her edition. We get tired, you know? I think we get tired as empaths, as humans, as women, as men, as people that are trying to do our best and live our best life. I think sometimes we just get damn tired of the world, you know? We get tired of the strife. We just get tired. And I think sometimes we forget that we are the leaders, we are the friends, we are the family, we're the teachers, the influencers, the support systems, the example setters. That's who we are, whether you want to be or not. That happens in your world. And I think we forget sometimes that we are the ones. And sometimes we need to stand up and act like it. And I think this is one of those times. So that's why I called the magazine that this week. So let's talk about bats. As we know, bats get a bad rap in popular culture, thanks to, things like Dracula, and are seen sometimes as the bringers of doom or spooky creatures of the night. But let's dive into bats. One of their associations is with spiritual associations is with transformation. Of course, they're creatures of the night. They are nocturnal, and you won't see a bat during the day very often, though it's not completely unheard of, but they're definitely out more at night than they are during the daytime. The night is a powerful symbol of the unknown and the subconscious. Just as the night gives way to dawn, the presence of a bat can signify what a her signify that a significant changes on the horizon. I think that's interesting. So if you see bats coming in, you may consider what change may be coming and be prepared for that, or just be prepared to allow that. I think in the spiritual world, in manifesting, a lot of times we ask for change, and then when change comes, we freak out and get scared and try to bat it away because change can be scary. And yet, if you can allow change in your life, miracles can happen. So I think that maybe embracing bat energy may help us to be brave enough to allow change. In some spiritual traditions, seeing a bat or dreaming of one suggests that it's time to let go of old habits or thoughts and embrace new beginnings. In Native American cultures, bats are seen as symbols of rebirth and initiation. They are believed to guide individuals through the darkness of uncertainty and help them emerge stronger and wiser on the other side. So, if a bat has recently flitted into your life, it might be encouraging you to trust the process of change. A lot of that. Heightened intuition and perception. Bats are renowned for their extraordinary echolocation abilities, which allow them to navigate and hunt in complete darkness. This unique trait makes them powerful symbols of intuition and heightened perception. So sometimes you may need to just make like a bat and trust your inner voice and instincts. It could also be a call to tune into your inner senses and pay attention to subtle cues that you might otherwise overlook. It's a reminder that sometimes the answers we seek are not found in the glaring light of day, but the quiet whispers of the night. Bats can be about facing fears and letting go. And because bats are nocturnal, it ties the idea of bats to shadow work, exploring and integrating the darker aspects of our psyche. I think the darker aspects of our psyche or our shadows most frequently are things about ourselves that other people have shamed. It doesn't mean it's bad, right? It just means that other people didn't like those parts of you because you were harder to control. You were harder to keep in your place. You were harder to educate. That's all. Those are usually your shadow pieces, the parts that nobody could tie down. Seeing a bat might be a prompt to reach out to your community, to foster connections, and to remember that we are all interconnected. It encourages us to find a balance between individual growth and collective well-being. So I did also include a link to a webcam. This is a live cam for the giant flying fox cam. Flying foxes are the biggest bats in the world. And their wingspan can be as big as 6 feet. So once we're done with Luminous, we'll probably watch a little of that here on the show too. But interesting stuff. All right. Kelly brings us an article and a pod. You can click right here on the photo, and that'll take you straight to the podcast so that you can listen to her talk about it. But the ADA and Disability Pride Month. I did not know there was a Pride Month for ADA and disabilities. Isn't that cool? So it celebrates in July, which we just came through, to coincide with the signing of the ADA law into law on July 26, 1990. So I absolutely love it. Absolutely. Read what she has to say and then listen to her podcast about it. I absolutely love it. Very cool. It's a good reminder about how important the ADA is and that the Americans with Disabilities Act needs to be protected at all costs. Incredibly important to so many Americans. Okay, my tip this week, I just included the other meditation that I made this week. This is the Mountain Lupine Magic meditation. Very different vibe than the Koikis. Very different. Christy brings us her energy exercise this week is gratitude. Always an important practice. You know, always lots of crime over at True Crime Squad. Jamie Dawn has a brand new video preparing for the new moon and Mercury in retro. Oh, goodness. I felt like all of last week Mercury was in retro, but it wasn't. It was just a stark lead up, a harsh lead up. All new art, by the way, in Luminous this week, you may have noticed, but I went with the night sky. So more meditations over at Planet Meditation. And that is Luminous. So I hope that you found some gems in there. Now, I think we'll go over to the Flying Fox cam for the rest of the show so that we can talk about some things together and also watch the bats, because why wouldn't we? Victoria said, that is a therapy moment. Wow. Which one? Tell me what. Hey, Lion Queen. Okay. Hold on. Back to sharing my screen. We're going to get the flying foxes up here. There we go. Okay. So this is the Luby Bat Conservancy at explore.org. Oh, Victoria said that the shadow parts of you are things that others have shamed. Yeah. Don't you think so? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, or maybe that doesn't apply to everybody, but I really feel like that's that makes sense to me, you know? I always think about the things that are said to little girls. You can't wear this. You can't wear that. You have to be ladylike. You have to be polite. Nobody likes a loud little girl. Nobody likes a bossy little girl. Nobody likes little girls telling them what to do. Nobody likes a little girl with dirty faces. I can think of all kinds of things that I have heard said to little girls. I can think of things that were said to me or my sisters that my mom was absolutely livid about. Those weren't things that were said in my home. They were things that I heard from grandparents, more likely. And it was something that my mom really pushed back against. She really hated, A, girls being put in a box, but also hated the idea that we always had to be shamed for something. And it's partly the religion I was raised in. I understand that as well, but yeah. Victoria said, I think those are some of the things I'm working through lately. Likely. Well, hopefully that is an assist to you then. Lillian said, I can't believe the bigger bats are comfortable hanging by their toes, right? Look at their toes. They're so cool. Yeah, that was a cool one. Yeah, they're pretty freaking amazing. Though I can see how if you like went into a cave and, you know, disturbed hundreds of bats that came flying out, how that could be somewhat terrifying. But, oh gosh, I think they're pretty cool. Okay. Sid would love a birthday reading. I would sure love to do that. I'd especially love to know if this is a good time for me to prioritize developing animal communication skills. My birthday is this Thursday. Well, happy birthday, Sid. We're 2 days early, but better early than late, right? Happy birthday to you, my friend. Let's feel into that. Let's do a couple of things. I'm going to pull a few cards for you. But I get a resounding yes on the animal communication angle. I think you already are doing a lot of animal communication, just operating through the feels, you know. Lillian's birthday is next Tuesday. Oh, okay, Lillian. We'll do a birthday reading for you next Tuesday on your birthday. But very exciting. I didn't know you guys were so close in age, or not age, but so close in birthdays. A couple of my dear Leos. I think these little bat faces look a little like my chihuahuas. Maybe I'm crazy. That could be. I mean, let's be real. Okay, Sid. I'm going to pull a few cards here for you. Yeah, it kills me the way he's kind of walking around on the mesh like that, upside down with all those toes. The toes are wild. Okay, Sid, I just pulled a few cards just asking what you could expect this year. The first card is the Fulfillment of Wishes card, which is awesome. That typically means that good things are coming and that you can trust that and expect that. The second card is the Partnerships and Alliances card, and that card always indicates to me that this is a good time, and I think this is kind of really answers your question about learning animal communication or working on it, because that would probably take some partnering with somebody for some mentoring or, you know, take a class here or there or whatnot, and Partnerships and Alliances. And I think that's an interesting card for you, because I know that by and large, you've kind of felt like you were going it alone and weren't able to necessarily lean in too much to other people. And so that's an interesting one for you in probably multiple avenues, but that's an important thing this year, is to partner with others. And then lastly, throat chakra. So that also tells me that this year there's a strengthening of your throat, a refining of your throat in being able to speak to others and being able to communicate what you want to communicate, in being able to be heard. And I know that you just want to be heard, right? So I really like that. Really like that for you. So yes on animal communication and onwards. Pamela said I should give them bat costumes at Halloween, right? That would actually be so funny. I need to just order. Every time we're in the store around Halloween and I start looking for costumes, Scott's like, no, you know, they don't need them. But what does he know? He doesn't know. They do need them, obviously, right? Obviously. I think Nelly would be a really cute elephant. I've thought that for a while with her, like, short legs and long body. And if you could get an elephant costume that would, you could kind of bunch up the legs so they're all wrinkly and... But I think the boys, my little boys, would sure make good bats. I love it. There's a video running around right now of a cat that they put in a costume that looks like a pirate. And he has his sword. Have you ever seen these? They're so funny. The way they're built, it looks like his arms are out there in front of him. And that he's, you know, wielding a sword. And you can see him playing with their dog. And obviously the sword is just part of the fabric, like, you know, it's not a weapon. But he's just beating the shit out of this dog with his sword. So funny. Anyway, I love it. People are so clever. Let's see. I know that JR had a question. She said, the decision I made regarding my dental work, was it correct? Said, or JR, let's feel into it. It was correct, yes. I feel like, I know this dental work stuff has been a long time coming and weighing over you like crazy. And I feel like you've had to make some decisions and that... You've been put in a position with this stuff that has been unfair and a long wait that I know has sucked. But I actually do feel like that decision was correct. Yeah. I'm going to jump over into the other chat room quickly here. Let's see. Karen needs a clearing. She said, what a day yesterday. Plumbing, ceiling, car, garage door, computer lights, etc. Not to mention the neighbors next door, they don't stop. Oh my goodness. Yep. Karen, let's give you a quick clearing here. Sounds like Mercury is really running circles around you. Plus, my gosh, the sun has been so wild. We've had two more opportunities here in the last 2 weeks for northern lights. We haven't had any here where I live, but it's just kind of unprecedented what's going on with all of the solar storms and how intense they've been. And that is also real tough on electronics. Okay, Karen, cleared you out. Clear your aura. And let's put a big, thick layer of pink light around you just to shelter you from all of the drama going on, particularly from your neighbors. Okay, there we go. Sorry about that, man. You do not deserve that. Okay, Terry also needs a birthday reading. What the heck? Her birthday was 2 days ago. Wow, you guys. Got a lot of Leos up in here. Pamela said, did you see the dog that someone dressed up as a spider and was let loose in a subway station? No. Okay, Terry, I'm just pulling a few cards here to give us a little peek at your birthday year. Looks to me like a lot of good social stuff this year, family stuff. Okay, so the first card, however, is obstacles and challenges. Oh, Lillian, yeah, you're actually in the you're in the Facebook chat room this time, not in the YouTube. It said my sound isn't good. My volume's gotten weird. Well, shoot. Sorry about that. Hopefully that gets better. Sometimes I can control it, sometimes I can't. Usually can't, actually, but okay. So, Terry, I pulled your cards. The first card is obstacles and challenges. That's for like now, for the next few months. Maybe our friend Mercury here has something to do with that, maybe not. But I think most likely for you, this is just a period where you are having to make some changes, I think, to make sure that you are getting your needs met. I think some of this may have to be with family and standing up for some things with others that just shoring up your boundaries, I think. I think there might be some peacemaking involved for this for you too, with some of the people in your family that need it. Kind of a little bit of both. And then moving forward is the love card. It's the love begins card. Sometimes that's relationships. I think maybe just a strengthening for you in relationships. I think getting through this rough patch here this next few months with friends and family really opens up for a much nicer fall moving into the holidays. Of the year where it feels a lot more loving, a lot more supportive. People who maybe aren't speaking finally kind of lay down their hammer and decide to get over it. Some of that kind of stuff. And then the last card is the patience and planning card, which tells me that maybe there's some travel coming up during that period. Patience and planning usually opens up either to a move or another large change or travel. And for me, I look at you thinking, now you're going to have some travel early in the year to mid-year. Good travel, not traveling for emergencies or, you know, disasters, but traveling for the fun of it. So, Terry, I think it looks pretty good. But as that obstacles and challenges card comes up and plays out, just be really gentle with yourself. You're doing the best you can. I feel like you end up playing peacemaker a little too much in your world. So make sure your boundaries are cool as well so that you're not wearing yourself out. Okay, Catherine is in Ireland with her cat Arthur, supporting her dad in his health journey. She said the resident cat Blackie does not want to know Arthur. So would appreciate your assistance in peace negotiations. Yes, Catherine, let's do what we can here. Darn it. Let's tune into Arthur first. Arthur being an exceptionally well-adjusted cat. Yeah, Blackie is very aloof. I'm just letting him know that Arthur's going to be here for a while. And just showing him that they can enjoy each other's company. And that Arthur's not here to take anything from him. Okay. Okay. I feel like he is at least kind of begrudgingly grasping that. I don't think we're going to have drama with them. I feel like it's going to take Blackie a little time, but I do think he's going to warm up to Arthur and they will at least, you know, be somewhat friendly with each other. I think that's coming. So good luck there. I'll hold space with you that that gets better and better. Okay. Back into the other chat room. Victoria could use a card, and so could Sherry. So I'm going to try and get to both of you. We're in the speed round now. With 2 minutes to spare. Okay, Victoria, the card is the power card. It's a great reminder to you that you are still in control. And I know you quit that job because it was making you absolutely miserable, and I feel like it is going to work out. So, but remember that power card, that you are still in control of this. You have the power to figure it out and to make something happen for you that's right. Just like you had the power to leave a job that was toxic, that was destroying your health and making you miserable. So the answer is yes, everything's going to be okay. But the answer is also, don't forget that you have the power to control this. Okay, very quickly. Card for Sherry. All right, Sherry, the card is base chakra. So a good reminder to get outside, get your feet in the grass or the dirt. Do a little grounding. Take good care of yourself. Right now, the world just feels softly chaotic, and so staying grounded is a bit of a challenge and also an absolute must for sensitive people that are feeling the upheaval of the world. So take good care of that. Guys, we have done it. We've talked down to the end of the show. We got to go. I want to remind you that I'm a professional psychic advisor over at 12listen.com. You can find me over there every day doing readings, healings, animal communication, mediumship, whatever you need. I'll do my best to help. That's number12listen.com. So come see me over there. Otherwise, I'll be back next week, same place, same time. Thanks for being here with me. This has been another edition of the Katie Weaver Show here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.